News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So it turns out the Lewis isn't actually free, and 20,000 people found that out the hard way. That was the amount of people who were found to have committed fare evasion on the Lewis trams in 2025. Conor Faulkner is with us, independent motoring expert with CarZone. Conor, do we think that that is the tip of the iceberg? Because I don't know about you, but anytime I see people evading fares, there's the next stop coming up and you're looking at them, he's going to leg it, and he's legged it, and it completely avoids paying it.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen too often. I suspect the detection rate is very, very low. Transdev estimate that they have an evasion rate of about 3% on the Lewis network. Now, maybe they're correct, Anton, but I've seen estimates that are higher than that, about 4-4.5% evasion rate. And while that seems really bad, it's pretty typical. That's actually similar to the London Underground. It's actually even a little bit lower than some of the European systems. And while it's frustrating, you don't like to see people getting away with it, you know, you got to pay your fair share. Nevertheless, it tends to be tolerated. It's easier perhaps to tolerate it than to fully rectify it. And in any case, the principal job that Lewis does for us is not collect fares for Transdev. It's carry 55 million Dubliners every year. So, you know, there are some cities where public transport is free. Its primary purpose is not to make money. But even so, I think the evasion rate, look, for the 97% or more of us who pay our way and don't scam the system, it's pretty frustrating to see people getting away with it. But in the broader scheme of things, as I say, it's quite typical. And they seem to be more inclined to tolerate it and budget for it than actually get to grips with it.
Now, on the topic of budgeting, there is a fair war chest there for them to chase fare evasion, because the total value of the fines in 2025 amounted to nearly £1 million.
Yeah, and that's of the fines that were successfully collected from the people who were caught. But people simply not paying their fare will cost them, well, on Transdev's figures, about 1.7 million per year. And that's if their 3% figure is right. It's actually probably a little bit higher than that. So you could say that there's two and a half million quid a year disappearing in people scamming the system. That's a decent sized prize if you can prevent the behavior. Certainly it would fund a bit of extra security measures and detection measures. And maybe they should, because it's, you know, it's better for the system as a whole if all the moving parts work correctly, including fare correction. But they found in a lot of systems in other cities, you look at evasion rates in places like Paris or Vienna or Genoa has got a really high one. Actually, there are some cities in the world where they're completely tolerant of it. And as I say, their priority isn't revenue generation at all. So it seems easier for these operators to, you know, put a realistic figure on how bad it's likely to be and budget for that. Little disappointing for the rest of us who, you know, are on the side of the good guys and want to see the bad guys caught. But there's nothing about these Lewis figures, Anton, that would make us an outlier internationally. It does look fairly typical. In fact, we look like reasonably compliant passengers compared to international data. That's assuming the numbers we're being given are correct.
And what about, Conor? I assume it doesn't, but is there any insight into why people evade the fares? Is it that they think they've tapped their leap card and discovered that it didn't go through? Or is it people literally just thinking, I'll get away with it?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, there's the honest error, which is like, you know, really, really simple. You forget to tap on or you forget to tap off or the system didn't bleep correctly for you. So you're an accidental fare evader. And I guess there's probably lots of people in that category. But there are also people who just don't care, who reckon their odds are pretty good. You know, if they're ever caught and fined, you know, they'll pay it if they have to or ignore it if they don't. And in the meantime, they can just hop on and off with impunity and save themselves a few quid every day. There are people who behave like that. It's a little disappointing. You'd like to see them caught and, you know, smacked on the wrist for their behavior. But you will get kind of all human life contained amongst those fare evaders. Many of them accidental and honest, but, you know, if we're fair about it, plenty of them are just setting out to deceive and not bothered.
Conor, thank you very much. Independent motoring experts with CarZone, Conor Faulkner there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.